What did you or your family think about Eleanor Roosevelt and her role during World War II?
Well, I mean, she did a lot of fundraising things. Like she was instrumental in the march of dimes, and a lot of different charity things.
You think she was a pretty and you've been able to, throughout your life, see a lot of different first ladies, you know, and how they performed whatever job they thought they had to. Did you think she was one of the more effective first ladies?
Yeah, I think she was, yeah. Yeah, she, even after FDR died, she kind of hung in there, but, and still, I did a lot of community service and things like this, and of course then I think I don't remember what president it was, made her a ambassador to some country. I don't remember exactly where, but she did a lot of work and made a good name for herself.
Did your family lose anyone during the war?
Not that I know of, huh? Our next door neighbors, they lost a son at Pearl Harbor. If I'm not mistaken, I think he was on the Arizona.
Then your friends that you hung around with lose close relatives?
Yeah, brothers.
They hit them pretty hard?
Yeah.
Who were your heroes during World War II? Who did you and your friends look up to and want to emulate or be like? What kind of people were the big personalities that you wanted to be like?
Well, it's really hard to say. Really the only one that that stands out was Colin Kelly.
Colin Kelly, who was he?
Well, Colin Kelly I think he was awarded the Medal of Honor. He was a B-17 pilot. And they were bombing someplace in the Pacific, and his plane got shot up pretty bad, and so he ordered all of them to bail out, and he dove his B-17 into a Japanese ship, blew it up.
Did you go to many movies during this period? The cinema? Was there a theater in your community?
Oh, yeah. Well, there was one in the community, but we didn't go to it. We went to Norfolk and South Norfolk.
How far away was that?
South Norfolk really was kind of far. I think was about 20 miles, and then Norfolk itself was about 10 more miles down the road.
How'd you get there?
Well, there was we had a bus that ran usually every hour. It cost you 10 cents.
So what'd you do when you got down to South Norfolk or Norfolk?
Well, get down to South Norfolk and Norfolk, but it was they had some ice cream parlors and stuff like this, and movies, and so we went to the movie. I don't remember. I remember paying for a movie, I think somewhere around about a quarter.
What kind of movies did you
Well, mostly cowboys, you know, Gene Autry and Randolph Scott and Roy Rogers.
Did they show news clips before the?
Oh yeah, they always had this. Always had the news came on. Well, usually before the movie was, we always had had a cartoon, and then they came on there with something to do with the war, the way things was going on, and different parts.
Did your father have a car during World War II?
Yeah, we had one car.
Did he drive that to work? Or?
Yeah, he drove it to work.
Was there rationing, gas rationing?
Yeah, we had gas rationing. We had, matter of fact, everything was rationed. You couldn't buy, I had a bicycle, but you couldn't buy tires. Or anything like that. So then, somewhere about 1944-45 something, someone invented a synthetic rubber. Mm. And then we, I was able then to buy bicycle tires, stuff like that. They didn't last long, but I mean they,
Pretty cheap.
Yeah, they were pretty cheap.
Did your family meals consist of different types of food since you were on rations, or did you?
Most times I remember I was at school. Of course, we ate breakfast at home. Of course, my dad was he left for work real early. And my mother, she always cooked our breakfast and everything. And then after she was done cooking breakfast, well then she went to work.
Where did she work at?
She worked at the Anirondack's Naval Ordnance plant, which was across the river over in Portsmouth.
Did she work before the war?
No, she started working about 1941, 42, something like that.
Why?
Well, I don't know. Just it was good to have good income.
Your father had no problem.
Mm-hmm. And. My sister lived at home at that time, and of course she kind of took care of me.
How old was your sister?
Well, my sister's she's 10 years older than I am, so about 1940 she'd be about 20 years old.
You became a teenager during the war years.
Yeah.
Right? And immediately after, really, the war's end, you joined the Marines.
No, I joined the Marine Corps in 1946. And, of course, that was right after the war was over with. I don't know, I just got a little fed up at home, you know. And you know how you are, you just get restless and want to do something. I was in the Civil Air Patrol, which we were stationed in Norfolk, and they sent us to summer camp at over to Langley Field, and things. And
what did you think of Russia during World War II?
Well, we looked upon Russia as an ally, because they were getting bombed and killed and all this by the Germans, And so we kind of looked at them, you know, that they were really an ally.
When did this change? When did this?
Well, most of this changed about 1946. They started coming out with a lot of your newscasts and things. And we're talking about Stalin and all this. And of course, all the purges and stuff that Stalin had, and everything back before the war, but we never did know anything about it. But we really looked upon Russia as an ally.
What about Winston Churchill? Do you? And what was the feeling towards him?
Well, we heard about it Winston because he was Prime Minister of Great Britain, and we heard a lot of speeches and things that he had made. And I know he tried to get the United States in the war against Germany long before the, way back in the 1940s. But
you think he was,
you
look upon him as good?
Yeah, I did. Like I say, news today, is a lot different than it was back in 1940s and 41. Back then, only thing you had was radio. Everything came from the radio. News of this, news of that. But nowadays, you've got television and of course you still got radio. And
you think it's better in that respect?
Yeah, I think we're a lot better off.
You think the news is pretty one-sided, what you heard during World War II? Did you get a pretty objective point of view, or was it U.S. propaganda?
Well, I knew that a lot of the things that was happening, it was a lot worse than what they had announced on the radio. I don't know. I didn't really have an opinion until after the war was over.
Is there anyone that you know who opposed the war?
No, not that I know of.
America was pretty united.
Yeah, they were pretty united.